Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, this is the crossover. Evan in for Goo. Steiny here with us, Willard and Dibs. What's going on, fellas? Appreciate you hopping in on a role reversal. Happy hump day. What's up?
Well, it's our job, but you're welcome. How we doing? Was this fun today?
Yeah, it was a good change of pace,
good.
I felt.
Yeah, a little mix-up.
Yeah. By the way, Dibs, you want to sit over here today?
No, not really.
Okay.
You know, I like where we are. And, right. You know, even when, like before, it was Grandy, and I think there were times when I was over there, and I'm just more comfortable over here. I've always been much more of a counterpuncher. I can dictate the tempo, but I'm just better at this. I'm not Steiny, who has the two-way versatility now.
Yeah, have you done that, Willard?
What's that?
Giving up the H here.
Of course. Well, not, I mean...
Recently. Would you? It's like a Freaky Friday situation.
Of course I would. Yeah.
You'd have trouble in that role.
No, I wouldn't.
You're like Kuminga.
Off the ball.
You know, you want to be an all-star. You want to score 25 a game, and that's what it's going to come down to.
I let you do the formatics in this segment every single day.
Speaking of which,
I have no problem with it at all.
Speaking of which, yes, you guys have a big-time guest today at 2:15.
And who was the happiest person on earth when we found out about that?
Well, Sam Lubman. And
okay.
I did the pod today.
That's one answer.
Garlic fries and baseball guys.
How'd
it
go?
It went great. And,
good.
You know, at the very end, I mentioned, Bob Melvin today is like, really? That's awesome, guys.
Excited.
Yeah, super excited. And the thing about doing the pod, if you guys haven't done it already, it makes you look like a guy who doesn't talk very much, Mark. I'll just say that. I mean, Sam, he's like the Iverson, you know? He's working it, and there's two left in the clock, and it's like, where's Eric Snow?
Sam.
Where's Matt Geiger?
Sam, bring a book. You know, it's like when you haven't eaten all day, and then it's suddenly dinner time. You're going to eat a little faster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love it.
I get that.
I mean, I enjoy watching him work. He was cooking.
Just so you know, Steiny, the Giants were like, would you want Bob Melvin at 2:30? And I was like, no. 2:15, because Steiny will be happy if it's 2:15.
Saves you a couple minutes.
Two minutes.
It's so going to save me. Bo Mel was like, then we're doing.
Bo Mel doing a solid for Steiny?
No doubt.
I knew I liked that guy.
Something like that.
Yeah.
A couple East Bay guys, for sure.
It'll be 2:10. It's just a minute or two. But it'll allow me to catch that all-important Antioch BART train.
It's exciting.
He's been talking about 2:10 ever since.
Giants last night.
I was out there.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
And you're going to the Valkyries tonight?
Yeah. Wow. We're having one of those weeks.
Yeah,
it's cool.
We're getting out and about.
Double dipping.
And we're going to hit Cash Creek on Friday.
Oh, that's right.
It's an out of the house week. Why are you pointing to Dibs?
Yeah.
Right. I forgot to talk about that.
Yeah.
So you guys are.
Yeah.
You guys are. Talk about it. It's going to happen either way.
Friday through Saturday.
When are you guys golfing?
Saturday
morning. Yeah. It's you do a show Friday.
How much does a room cost you?
I'll have to look, but I know some people. I might be able to get you a decent rate.
Now, you asked me if I wanted to stay with you at Tahoe. Maybe I want to come up to Cache Creek Friday.
Come on out. Yeah.
Who are you playing with? Two listeners?
Listeners.
One of whom called in yesterday. Yeah. Sounds like a delightful guy.
Absolutely. Listener and their guest.
Oh.
And the one who called in yesterday, I think, said his brother
was flying in
for this event.
Well, this is...
Which was like, pressure.
Let me be honest about this.
Okay.
Mark... So you're going to be golfing with two strangers?
Well, we've talked to one of them.
Two strangers on the phone.
Well, the other one we know very well.
Yeah, exactly. Zucci won the other spot.
Okay. I wouldn't know him. But.
I was just going to say, Mark, you'll handle yourself fine. Sometimes dibs with an unknown.
Wait, what?
In a foursome, an unknown comes into the foursome. It opens.
Where are you going?
You know where I'm going.
I know where he's going.
You know where I'm going with this.
It's unsettling for you? We've done this before.
But it can at times be triggering.
Yes.
Depending on a couple of individual unique behaviors. One of which is don't talk to my ball. Okay? Get your mouth off my ball. Okay? That's normally Willard's lane.
Here's the
simmer.
If I hit a putt from 37 feet, hit a house or
37 yards.
Whatever is appropriate. And if my playing partner says hit a house and my putt winds up 2 feet short, you're getting a look. It's like nobody asked you to opine on the relative force with which I hit that putt.
So shut your mouth. If you swing Big Bertha and go straight down the fairway and I'm screaming, go ball, you don't like that?
As long as you have a perfect game, go ahead. But inevitably, you're going to make a mistake.
I know, I'm trying to encourage you. I'm not doing it out of any...
Do you not like people rooting for you?
Well, that's different. Nice drive, Dibs.
Yeah.
That's totally not what he's talking about.
That's not rooting for you. That's commenting on something that's already happened.
Yeah,
rooting,
ball's mid-flight.
Rooting involves something that's about to happen. I'm rooting for the Giants to get a hit sometime when people are on base. It hasn't happened yet. That would be different if someone got a hit and then I used my press pass to go down to the dugout and went, nice job, Elliot. Way to get a hit. You don't want people rooting for you?
It's not that important to me, but I'd rather have people stay out of my business, okay?
Okay.
And if get up and I wind up in a divot, it's like, dude, no, not get up.
No. It's after you hit the ball. Obviously, I'm not talking in your backswing, but if you crank one and I'm screaming, there we go, great shit, right down the lane, and God forbid it fades a little bit, that's my fault because mid-flight I thought you hit it well.
It's not your fault, but it just becomes an annoying personality trait where,
did I do it when we played together? Because I talked to the ball.
Right? Not really.
Okay.
Not really. And I think
it was
you and I and two listeners, right?
That's right.
You know, we had other things going on where they were not necessarily the most adept golfers, and so...
They were delightful.
They were wonderful people. Well...
Yeah, I don't care where the ball goes.
So what can we talk about?
Oh, you can...
No.
Talk about anything.
Let me tell you what, and Zucci's, he's probably listening, right?
I would imagine that both of them are listening.
Let me give you one
maybe
tip.
Maybe they're waiting for 2 o'clock.
One,
I don't know.
Golfing with Dan Dibley tip. If he happens to lose a ball and he's looking for it, help him out.
Well, yeah.
Get some more eyes on it.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
It's a small courtesy.
Sometimes. Yeah. You know, you drove a ball on the other side of the fairway. He's on the opposite. You can't really get there.
What if you're looking for your own ball?
Then all bets are off.
Okay.
But if you're in the fairway and I'm clearly waist deep in thistle bushes and I'm having a hard time. And already, I'm a big fan of getting things moving on the golf course. And fastest way to do that would be to have four people looking. It's like, the 3 minutes are up. I'm going
to
drop.
Now, do we have to get waist deep with you? Because I don't like when them little thistle things get into your socks. That's uncomfortable.
No, you don't.
Just a courtesy look.
It's the effort. It's the
thought that counts.
Go over, look around, act concerned. It's a tough one, Dibs.
Okay. I will try to pull his playing partners aside ahead of time and coach them up. We're not playing together.
Well, I'll give you the book.
Well, that's
to just read it to them.
Which volume?
They need to, right. I'll coach them up because we're not even, I was hoping that one of us would get to hit into the other one to mess with each other. Gotcha.
Yeah, because that's always fun.
Yeah. You just give them a little buzz the tower. You know, I know Dibs loves that. But we're not even in back-to-back groups.
I was able to move my tee time earlier. Yeah. I've got a graduation party that I'd like to get to in quicker order. It's a celebration sensation.
You guys aren't even playing together.
Mm-mm. No. Cha-ching! We're going to be back-to-back foursomes.
No. I'm playing with listeners.
You get Correct. Your own listener.
Yeah.
I got my listener.
Okay.
And I don't know which one it is.
Yep.
But that's how it's going
to
go down.
Don't talk to
is
me.
It by is it Demetrius?
Demetrius?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, he just he's texted. East Bay. Yeah. Oh, he did?
Yeah, I'm not a stranger. I'm not a stranger. Mark and Dan are my buds. Best 4 hours on the radio every day.
Well, we're about to find out.
Hey.
Starts in 4 minutes.
Hit the pike.
And based on that little back and forth, he probably wants to play with Willard now, and I get that.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he likes the feeling of thistles in his socks.
Well, and
maybe he's got a graduation to get to.
I actually hit the ball in the fairway a lot more often than I used to because I no longer try to crush it.
You're playing better than you played before you took this little time off.
Let Zucci and Demetrius know that if you play with Dibs, you do get done a half hour earlier.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Some people may want to stay for the entire day. It's going to be 1,000 degrees.
Might be warm.
Maybe that will factor into their thinking.
That's true.
I don't know.
I looked yesterday, high is slated to be 97 in Brooks, California.
It's
going to
be 1,000 degrees.
Might be a little warm.
We're playing right through the early afternoon hours is going to be
right in the heat of the day.
Yeah, sounds perfect. Hot.
Just bring sunscreen. You'll be fine.
And it's not that humid.
It's going to be great.
Not like the East Coast.
It's going to be a delightful weekend.
I'm playing Friday, too, guys.
Why don't you come out?
I'm actually not going to be here this weekend.
All right.
He's going to be back east, right?
I just remembered, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
that's okay. It's too bad.
Let's see.
You want me to do the legal now?
Up you, to
get,
you
can get to your question.
Okay, yeah, okay. Sure.
Take the lead, Evan.
What's the rule on the
Jesus,
what's
the take rule the wheel.
On it's
the
been
legal.
Tough today. It's
time for the legal.
You get 5 minutes on either side of the top.
You know, boss said 10 minutes.
He's probably
10
right.
10-minute window, maybe.
No. He said any time within 10 minutes of either side. I wasn't aware
of
that. I thought it was 5.
I'm going to start doing it just whenever the hell it happens then.
Yeah, 49, 55.
That's pretty much the whole hour.
Know what?
Grandy, keep an eye out.
Yeah, Grandy.
He's a stickler.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. Did you want to dig deeper into the Giants, or did you want to switch over to
I missed your JK. Thing. You guys teased it, and then I got out of the car. What was your big observation about the Giants?
Oh, it was about the baby.
Oh, it was about the baby.
What baby?
Verlander's baby, right?
A woman had a baby. She was holding a baby.
This was on TV?
Yeah.
I was there, so I didn't see this. What happened?
A dude in back of her caught a foul ball.
Okay.
And he walks up and he puts the ball like into the baby's midsection. Like he gave a ball to a 3-month-old.
A 3-month-old?
Yeah.
What's the problem?
Stiney didn't like it.
So dumb.
What was
the baby had no comprehension of what was going on.
Did you
I knew.
Did you throw your kids a 1-year-old birthday party?
I can't remember that.
Yes, you can. And yes, you did. And they have no idea what the hell happened.
That was an adult party.
Both of my first two were. And boy, woke up with quite a hangover. And the second one, my 1-year-old didn't even show up. He napped through the whole thing. Kid number three.
That's perfect.
We did not do a 1-year-old birthday.
Same thing.
We didn't do a 2-year-old birthday, and we're debating the 3-year-old birthday.
What we did for the third kid was just stick him in the high chair, put a cake in front of him so you can get all the pictures, and let's go home.
Right.
That's it. Yeah, they don't know what the hell's going on. He doesn't remember it. There are pictures. It happened. It's fine.
How do you know it wasn't a significant other?
Yeah, why does it bother?
Because it was in. The guy was sitting in a different row.
But why did I was at, like, who got hurt? I used to do this with Michael Thompson when he would get mad when baseball teams would celebrate the prior rounds to the World Series.
Oh, my God, I'm with him.
He hates it.
I think it's a joke.
I kind of get it.
Okay, and he hates it. And I'm always calling him the fun police, and that would be my question. Who got hurt?
Nobody.
Like, okay, they're just having fun.
Well, actually, Doug Minkiewicz did break an arm in
a good
celebration.
Answer.
So
it's look at that.
2001.
Okay.
It happens.
Doug Minkiewicz. There's your answer. Yeah. That's what I heard.
It is kind of funny because I remember when the Giants, when did they win the division?
Never.
Oh, no. When did they not win the division?
2021?
No.
You're talking about in the World Series?
In the World Series year.
They won it in 10.
Okay. I remember watching it in 10. They win the World Series, or they win the division. And Susan goes, oh, wow, they just win the World Series? And I said, no. She said, what'd they do? I said, they just proved they were better than four other teams.
So you would suggest...
Just four other teams they were better than.
162 baseball games and trailing by, I don't even remember, but a healthy number at going into the final month of the season. On the final day of the season, while you are playing the team that you are trying to finish ahead of,
mm-hmm.
you win that game
yeah.
in order to secure a postseason berth with home field advantage and all of those things. You would suggest they head out there and shake one another's hands.
Pumped fist. Clenched fist.
Like hockey? You want to just go down the line? All 500 executives?
Like clenched fist.
Yeah.
Work.
Yeah.
Job finished? Job's not finished.
Well, one job,
job
was.
Finished? Job's not finished.
Actually, that job.
Job's not finished.
That job was finished. That's the job of the regular season, isn't it?
And with 162, it is such a grind that you get there and you win it. And they also won it in 2012, the division.
Yeah.
And winning is hard. So I used to be more of the Michael and Steiny curmudgeon mode, but the more you go through it, you realize that 162 and you win the division, that's not easy. It doesn't happen all the time. So be happy about it.
If we do a good segment, I go down during the break and run a lap around the entire building. Like, what the hell? Have fun.
Let me be clear.
All right.
I don't have a strong opinion on teams that celebrate four times in baseball on their way to the World Series.
You put your arms up in the air.
Well, I just,
and you waved them like you just don't care.
Well, I like that somebody had my opinion. The baby doesn't bother me.
All right.
I was just looking.
What did the baby do? Did the ball just roll away?
The baby was
asleep.
Right, it's a baby.
No, the ball like got pinched between the baby and the woman, and you know.
Oh.
So as long as I'm not going to be here Friday, so I don't have a what's bugging you.
Okay.
But
I have one that's bugging me.
Okay,
but go
I
ahead.
Do too.
Yeah.
And you guys always do this to me, and I just want to tell you that nothing could be further from the truth. You guys always seem to say, Steiny's not in a good mood. He must not have played well in golf. Okay. I don't get mad about golf. Ever. Under no circumstances do I get mad about golf.
What emotion?
It never affects my show. It never affects my mood.
Yeah, I don't know about this one.
What emotions does it bring? Because you think about it a lot.
About what?
Golf.
You talk. I love thinking about it.
You talk about it a lot.
I love it.
And this is not a criticism.
Yeah.
It comes up a lot.
Sure.
So it's clearly, and you do it a lot.
Yes.
So it's something you very much enjoy.
Every single time
right?
I do it.
And it is what you do if left to your own devices.
Yes.
Right.
Right.
So what emotions does it bring when it doesn't go well?
Just acceptance.
Okay.
It makes me more patient.
No disappointment. I've seen you when like Dibs is like, what'd you shoot? And your face is like,
disappointment's different than anger.
It was a 92.
Disappointment's different
now,
than anger.
I don't
anger.
Know if it hurts your mood, but when you play well, you can tell that you have played a good round of golf. Because you come in, like tomorrow, if you shoot a 78 today, which you won't, but if you, if you shoot a 78 today, you can't tell me that
tell
tomorrow
you
you're not going to be more excited to
what,
come to
Mouth.
Work and tell everyone else that
hey,
you
Mouth.
Shot
I'll tell
a 78.
I'll tell you what. Why don't we do this? I'll come in and do my show tomorrow. You tell me what I shot. Because apparently you'll be able to tell by my
I like this
hours.
Game. Yeah, I actually like this game.
I nail it almost every single
but
time.
But you'll know that that's happening. You have to know that like that only works if you don't, if you're not
he's
in
gonna
on the
forget
bit.
This conversation,
no,
by the way.
You just, have to not be in on the bit or else you'll be faking it.
No, I'm gonna do what I do.
He is the bit.
Like that's... Meg Ryan at the table. You'll be faking it.
No, I won't. Because there's nothing to fake. There's nothing to fake.
No.
I'm telling you right now, it's going to be 30-mile-an-hour winds out of Karika. We're playing a course I've only played twice. I got a high number coming. I'm okay with it.
You're under-promising in the hopes of over-delivering.
Well, since we only have a little bit of time here, Steiny, you might have a takeover real fast.
No.
I do have to get their opinions on, you think Kuminga's faking it?
Faking what?
No.
Faking the fact that he wants to be this person and this player and all the rest of it?
Yeah, that he wants to be a multi-time all-star.
Well, I did a deep dive, and unfortunately we don't have time for the dive right now because we do have Bob Melvin coming up, but there is one fascinating commonality in the five other players I looked at, all of whom took a long time to make their first All-Star team. Mm. One commonality, and I'll get to that down the road. I'll just give you the commonality now, and the deep dive comes later. The one thing that they have in common is they all had to go to a different team. Every last one of them, and it's Jermaine O'Neal, Chauncey Billups, Kyle Lowry, Detlef Schrempf for the old school, and the record holder for most seasons until the debut, Kyle Korver, with 12. And he only made one All-Star game, and it's because Atlanta that year won 60 games, and their whole team made the All-Star team.
I missed. So those five players represent what?
All of them had to go to a new team before they made that first All-Star team.
There has to be more than that, right?
More
players whose first All-Star appearance was their second team.
Oh, of course, but okay. I was looking at the players who had to wait the longest to get their first All-Star berth. And for example, Chauncey Billups was in year 9. And Kyle Lowry, year 9.
Yeah.
Jermaine O'Neal, year 6, who many people compare Kuminga to in a number of different ways. Korver, year 12. Detlef Schrempf, year 8.
Look, we've probably arrived at a time where it's just not this is not nefarious. This doesn't need to be angry anymore. He's got to go. They got to get him out of here. For him. For him. This it, it, like he's got to go. Like, if you haven't read the article, go read the article. I don't care what business you're in. If you've got an employee that doesn't want to be there, you got to.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Get that employee out of there. Whether it's for you, whether it's for them, it's just for the greater good. This I don't know how difficult it's going to be.
Me neither.
They got to get him out of here. I don't disagree with
that. It does remind me a little of the Jermaine O'Neal situation where he could not crack that starting lineup in Portland.
Yeah.
So they traded him and Joe Klein to Arkansas. Indiana for Dale Davis.
Clemson.
Future Warrior, which I had forgotten.
That's right.
It's just kind of, it's a byproduct of one of the all-time greats who's ever lived is on your team. And the job he wants is not available. And if that's the job he wants, then they should try to help him go find it.
Let me ask you this: if any of it's reparable, would you have any problem with the Warriors trying to trade Draymond Green, trading Draymond Green for somebody that helps you in another area to clear room for Kuminga, and then try to come to terms with Kuminga?
I don't have any issue with anything if they think it makes them better.
Yeah, and then but then I ask the question like what. What's his real relationship with Steve Kerr?
Yeah, like, are you doing that to clear space for Kuminga, or are you doing that because you think it makes you a better basketball
team?
That'd be my only question.
Yeah, no. And
if it makes you a better basketball team, go for it.
Yeah, I don't know that. I mean, I can't imagine Kuminga would be excited coming back here under any circumstances because of Steve Kerr. I don't think he dislikes him, but I think Kerr will go away from him if he feels like he has to.
Even if Draymond's gone, doesn't the presence of Steph Curry still get
and
in the
Jimmy
way
Butler.
Of what Jonathan wants to do?
That's a good point.
He wants to cook, and all they let him do is be the busboy and be the waiter on occasion, and you're in the front of the house. He wants to cook, and this restaurant's not giving him an apron.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, unless
let alone a second apron.
And especially if it'd be different if you didn't put any pressure on next year, but you're trying to win. you know, if you said, hey, JK, we'll pay you, you wait a season or two, Kerr's not going to be the head coach, like, maybe there's a needle you could thread, but the team obviously wants to compete at the highest level possible next year. So the only logical conclusion I can come to is you're going to have to sell low on him and try and get someone who can actually help you.
Fascinating 1-2 punch from you guys to talk as long as you did about the value of the team and Steph Curry's effect on that value, and then go right into, for instance, calls like Priest, who are sitting here essentially ripping the Warriors for making it all about Steph. Well, if in theory he's worth $5 billion,
right?
Yeah, I'd make it all about him too. That's why I say there's nothing nefarious here. The Warriors have, there's no choice but to make this all about Steph. Everything is about Steph, and it always will be until he leaves.
Well, in about 5 minutes, we're going to make it all about Bob Melvin.
About
he's coming up on Wilder
and
Dibs.
And let me, I want to get out now so you guys can set it up.
Oh,
just give you 5 minutes to set it up.
No, get going.
And you're going to set it up on 95.7 The Game.
That's where we work.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Audacy Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.